Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. Alright, back here, it's Saturday night, looking around 10 o'clock on a gorgeous California evening. It really is. I'm down at Sunset Beach. I know you can hear the water in front of me. I'm standing right on the edge of the water, kind of like the water's running around my ankles. It's absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, a lot of times a lot of us forget all the blessings that we have, and I'm probably the biggest perpetrator of that. But when I'm standing here and I look at this gorgeous moonlight and it's glistening off the water, and it's got there's no seaweed, so there's no nasty smell, because that can kill it, right? Yeah, it's not, who wants to smell the seaweed, right? But anyway, there's nobody out here. You have to be kind of careful because, you know, the lifeguards are all gone and stuff, and it's a really almost deserted beach. There's a lot of reflection in the moonlight. And it's funny, people say, well, they like walking on the beach, or like looking in the sunset, and all that, and that's great. I think I can understand why they say it. It's hard to compete with this, so I just feel really fortunate to live in a place where I can, in just a few seconds, be at the edge of the continent. That sounds heavy, doesn't it?
Edge of the continent, man.
And nothing between me and Japan except a bunch of water. That's pretty cool. And by the way, the stingrays never got me last week. they never got me. If I turn around opposite of the ocean, I see a bunch of houses. They're kind of a good distance back. By the way, Sunset Beach is unlike a lot of beaches that you have in Southern California. It's really a bedroom community. You don't have a lot of stores. If you don't have any stores, really. They've really gone out of their way to preserve this. It doesn't have the same boardwalk that you'd find in Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Long Beach, Santa Monica, Huntington Beach, even San Diego. Nothing like that. They really preserve Sunset Beach for people who want to, I don't know why. I guess because they can go to all the other beaches. So it's kind of weird. When you walk around here at nighttime, it almost feels like you're skulking. Everybody's really quiet, and nobody wants to disturb anything. Just pretty neat. Unfortunately, I can see some oil rigs out in the distance, but you try not to let that obscure the... Okay, I take back what I just said. So the only thing between me and Japan is a bunch of oil rigs. But they're small ones, and they're way off to the... And they're really kind of heading up north towards, looks like Long Beach and San Pedro and all the places. Who cares about them, right? Anyway, the point is, count your blessings, all right? And I'm certainly counting mine. The moon looks awful big, and it looks like it's looking just at me. And if it is, it's seeing a man making a very joyful noise. So have a good night, everybody. Okay, I'm going to try and turn this thing off again. So you may hear some ocean sound for a little bit until I find where to do it. All right, hold on. And listen, I'll remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you soon. All right, bye-bye.